This is Artcore, your gateway to the fine arts in Christchurch.
Cool. This is Ed, and I'm down at the Art Gallery, and I'm talking to Justin Patton, who is the
senior curator.
Excellent. And we've got a big McCann exhibition coming through, don't we?
We've got a pretty big McCann exhibition coming. It's not enormous. It's certainly not as big as the last one that came through Christchurch. Some of you who were doing, I think, school cert art at the time, as I was, might remember Gates and Journeys. It came to the Robert McDougall Art Gallery. And that was an enormous survey, and it was a kind of triumphal survey. It arrived not long after McCann had died. So we're much further along the path now. You know, as people joke, the colonisation process is well advanced. And what we have here is a focus show from the National Gallery of Australia. It's Australia's biggest and best endowed gallery of art. And they have quite an amazing collection of McCann's works. And at the very heart of it is the work that I think everyone's going to be coming to this show to see, which is called Victory Over Death 2, which is the big, booming, billboard large banner, which pronounces what seems to be "I am." So when people have that idea of McCann in their head as the kind of Moses of New Zealand art, you know, the guy who got it all rolling, that prophetic voice, the artist up on a soapbox speaking religious truth, this is often the painting they have in mind.
What's the history of that work? Did it come from McCann, obviously, in New Zealand and then go straight to Australia, or...?
It was, I think, exhibited once in New Zealand at Peter McCleavy Gallery and in the 1970s, and in 1978 it was gifted to the people of Australia by the people of New Zealand at a moment when Robert Muldoon was Prime Minister, and it was a subject of a lot of controversy at the time. And if you dig back into the sort of archives of that moment, there are any number of, you know, kind of rather mean and narrow-spirited cartoons sort of mocking the purchase. There are sort of drunks teetering out of bars and saying, "Oh, it's 1 a.m. already." And Muldoon was reported to have said that he didn't think we liked the Australians that much when it was given, but actually his position was not quite as undiplomatic as that. But yeah, it was given to the gallery. It was chosen by the visionary director of the National Gallery of Australia at the time, a guy called James Mollison, who had an enormous influence on Australian art and famously brought the Jackson Pollock painting Blue Poles to the National Gallery of Australia. And in fact, McCann's painting has hung beside Pollock's in that permanent collection hang. So that's, you know, that gives you some sense of how they value that work within the collection.
And do you think that it's, I mean, it's obviously almost the archetypal McCann. His currency has increased since that painting, you know, like he, because obviously he's considered not just New Zealand's best painter, but Australasia's greatest painter in some senses.
Yeah, that's a fair call. Yeah, I mean, you talk to a lot of Australians who rate him in that way. And in fact, I think I've even seen him referred to as an Australian painter here or there. So, you know, we better be careful of that whole sort of Russell Crowe, Neil Finn thing will kick in and we might lose our claim. But yeah, it's... His currency has absolutely increased in the moment since then. And I guess it's just that, you know, when you think about what makes a painting great, and great is a bit of a cliche, we've got great everything these days, but I think the two qualities you look for or discover in a great painting are patience and stamina. You know, these are... A great painting is a painting that seems mysteriously never to run out of steam. It's like a battery that keeps recharging itself. And it's also something that seems sort of infinitely relevant. That is, the times change, people's expectations change, and that work always seems to have something ready to say to whatever the next moment is. And McCann's works have been like that. I mean, they speak to the bicultural moment in New Zealand. They speak to a kind of nationalist moment in the 1950s. They speak to a moment in the 1980s and 1990s when people are suddenly getting very interested in sign language and the way that advertising and mass media kind of push our sense of the world around. And I think too, they, like for me at the present moment, when on, if you look out at the world stage, one of the, you know, obviously one of the huge issues of the time is the kind of rise of fundamentalism, and that whole issue of how democracy or a sense of doubt contends with very fiercely held dogmatic religious beliefs. Now, I think you can go to McCann's Victory Over Death too, and encounter a kind of statement about doubt and faith, and about the kind of competing claims that those two things make on us as citizens and as gallery goers. And for those, you know, I'm getting ahead of the game here slightly, but you know, for those of you who don't have an immediate mental image pulled up by the painting, it is this. It's a huge banner. Basically, it looks like the kind of thing that might have been hung up at some religious sideshow or roadshow. And on it are these huge white letters which say, "I am." So it reads at first like a very confident proclamation. And those words, "I am," are the words that God speaks to Moses in the Bible, when Moses asks God to declare himself, asks him to tell him his name, and he says, "I am that I am." But when you get closer to the McCann painting, you see there are all these, in the black that surrounds these big white letters, there are sort of after images and counter statements and doubts and second thoughts. And, you know, you got to see the thing to get right into this, but I think it, what McCann's out to do is not hector you with some sermon, but immerse you in this experience of doubt and wondering, and really sort of throw you back on your own resources.
And aside from "I Am," as it may be known, what other works have they got in the collection?
They have a really beautiful early religious painting from that moment when McCann is, he's sort of taking the clunky language of the comics and 1940s advertising. He famously talked about using the speech bubbles off an old Brillo soap powder box. So a painting, a religious work from that period, which is, I mean, they just have this beautifully touching simplicity to them, those early works. So that's at one extreme. There's a group of works on paper, and there's a group of very late works on paper from a moment when, if you like, the doubt quotient in McCann's paintings goes up and the faith quotient goes down. They're literally quite black paintings from late in his life, when a sense of pessimism and bleakness creeps into the work. But they're really, they're exquisite works on paper. One which uses the childhood game of noughts and crosses, which I think McCann might have been teaching one of his grandsons, and turns it into this sort of spiritual metaphor. So you have these cross forms hovering in the blackness. And the amazement of these works on paper to me is basically how much McCann could do with so little, you know. And it's very easy to get caught up in talking about the symbols and the meanings and the interpretations, but the show is also an opportunity to remind yourself of what an amazing painter he was, how good he was at moving this coloured mud round on a paper or canvas surface. And you know, he just does that thing which reminds me most of sort of Chinese scroll painting or Japanese ink painting, where he lays the brush stroke down, and it is what it is. It's always just a brush stroke. He never fudges that fact. He lets you know that this is just stuff. It's just matter, you know. But at the same time, he conjures this deep illusionistic space. So the stroke may also be, you know, light above the horizon at Muriwai. It may be clouds hovering in a nocturnal landscape. It may be a river flowing through a dark landscape in Otago. He just masters that great paradox of painting, which is that it's a two-dimensional surface in the real world, and it's also an illusionary world that we project ourselves into. And I mean, it's weird because, you know, painting today has to contend with so much, right? From IMAX movie theatres to the virtual space of the computer screen, and yet I don't think that paradox gets any less mysterious. It still amazes me each time I encounter it.
Cool. Hey, well, thanks for talking to us, Justin. And the exhibition will run for a couple of months?
A couple of months, yeah.
And we may get you to talk about some more of it a little bit later on.
Tune into ArtCore every Tuesday and Saturday morning on RDU 98.5 FM to find out what's happening in the Christchurch art scene.